case number three is a gentleman, a young gentleman who presented with hematochezia, right-sided abdominal pain, had CT scans for the pain, showed lung nodules, multiple liver lesions, distal sigmoid thickening, some lymph nodes. Colonoscopy showed this rectosigmoid junctional mass, and liver biopsy was done that showed this moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma with a RAS mutation, got FOLFOX plus BEV, then maintenance, progressed after 10 months, then moved to FOLFIRI plus BEV with initial stable disease, then progressive disease, and then had molecular profiling by next-generation sequencing done, as well as HER2-IHC, and was found to be HER2 3 plus by IHC. It was started on trial with trastuzumab and pertuzumab and had a PR which continued 6 months later.
Any tolerability issues? Any diarrhea?
Very mild if any. Doing very, very well.
The diarrhea from trastuzumab and pertuzumab is much more pronounced with chemotherapy than without. Once they get to maintenance HP, or it's usually pretty well tolerated.
Yeah, you know, I just recently started to hear that. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's everybody's known it except me for a long time, but I thought that was really interesting. Any other questions?
So is that patient HER2 amplified?
All we checked was the IHC. We ended up not doing the FISH because we just tested the IHC and saw that positivity.
On the next gen sequencing, does it show up?
No.
Why are we asking?
I'm just curious because, it's again, if for patients who aren't having everything done, how much can you get by with just doing the next gen? Because if it's, you know, if it's highly amplified, that should show up